Hello, I'm BBC Music Magazine's editor, Oliver Condy, and welcome to a series of special podcasts celebrating the nominations for the 2014 BBC Music Magazine Awards. With me in the studio today is the magazine's deputy editor, Jeremy Pound, reviews editor, Rebecca Franks, and the chair of the awards jury, Helen Wallace. So in the fifth of our seven podcasts, we'll be giving you an overview of each of the nominated recordings in the vocal category to inspire you as you cast your all-important votes on our website. After all, who wins each of the main categories is now entirely up to you. And when you've heard our podcasts, head over to our website at www.classical-music.com, where you'll find a link to the awards voting site. When you've cast your votes, we'll automatically enter you into a draw to win some amazing prizes, including a Cambridge Audio Hi-Fi worth £900, plus a copy of each of the nominated CDs. So first up in the vocal category is a recording of music by Hans Eisler, his Ernste Gesange, or Serious Songs, the Piano Sonata Opus 1, and Lieder mit Klavier, Songs with Piano, all performed by Matthias Goerner and the Ensemble Resonance with Thomas Larcher on the piano. And this is on the Harmonia Mundi label. So let's hear an extract from one of the Serious Songs, the Ernste Gesange epilogue, before Helen Wallace talks about this nomination.
Schon ist Herbst, da ist im Fall der Frucht das Verklingen des Lieds, dort wo der Wald ertönt, klingt von Stürzen der Toten und den Stürmen.
This is a really extraordinary collection of Eisler's songs, and I think for anyone who is not familiar with Eisler, it's an important disc to listen to. What we were just hearing there was the very final song that Eisler ever wrote just before he died, and it's part of this the Serious Songs, which was his valediction after a lifetime of disillusionment, really. It's devastating, but it's strangely beautiful. We think of Eisler in a much more political and perhaps satirical vein, as he was, as Brecht was, his friend and creative counterpart. But here he is trapped in East Berlin in 1962, and he's just discovered something of what's been going on in the Soviet Union, and he's a lifetime communist supporter. And he realizes just how wrong he has been about it. And this is what he wrote. And he used the poetry of Hölderlin, which is so interesting because it links him back with Schubert and Schumann and the whole Romantic Lied tradition. And, of course, he was a pupil of Schoenberg as well. So it's a really extraordinary set of songs that seem to distill that whole tradition into something that's very, very modern and prescient.
Neues wächst aber fort, so wie die Zeit es will, ist es darbensmüthin, aber ruft es weit, was auch ohne ihn blüht, preist er künftigen Glückes gewiss, gewiss.
And the rest of this disc is made up of songs from what he called his Hollywood songbook, which sounds quite strange, but indeed they were songs that he wrote when he was in Hollywood just after the war. And again, he was an exile in another country. So they have that bittersweet, strange, intimate sort of atmosphere, a bit to me like Edward Hopper paintings. They're little glimpses of lives through a window at night. And Matthias Goerner, I don't really need to say anything except he could read a telephone directory and I'd be on my knees. He's just got the most amazing voice.
So now we come to the second of our nominations in the vocal category, and it's Handel's Finest Arias for Bass Voice, performed by Christopher Purvis with Arcangelo under Jonathan Cohen, and that's on the Hyperion label. So before Jeremy Pound enthuses about this nomination, let's hear an extract from Sibylla Gli Angeli d'Aletto from Rinaldo.
Sibylla Gli Angeli d'Aletto. Sibylla variam qui d'Aleppo e la trarvorace scilla par mio dir d'intorno a me, par mio dir d'intorno a me.
You simply won't find a better, or in fact more enjoyable example than this, of the sheer range of Handel's writing for bass voice, both in terms of the characters he portrays and in terms of the vocal reach. We've got absolutely everything here, from lamenting mythical monsters to lovelorn Roman emperors and biblical kings as well. The magnificent Christopher Purvis masters all that variety with aplomb. I mean, it's all terrifically charismatic, and he has one of those bass voices that seems to go down and down and down as if it could go on forever.
Io veleno mi serve in petto, mi serve in petto. Io veleno mi serve in petto. Ne ancor languida favilla di timor pena mitie, di timor pena mitie.
I think my particular highlight is Polifemo's extraordinary aria Fra l'ombre e glorori from the oratorio Acchi Galatea e Polifemo. It's a very testing aria that ranges over 2.5 octaves, in which the theoretically grotesque Polyphemus reflects on his woes. And Purvis evokes such a wonderful sense of pity and dolefulness here that it kind of makes it really want to kind of reach out and hug him. It's like kind of, it's an I want to hug a monster moment if ever there was one.
So now we come to the final of our vocal nominations, and it's a recording of Wagner's vocal music, both extracts from some of the operas and the Wesendonklieder, performed by tenor Jonas Kaufmann with the chorus of the Deutsche Oper Berlin and the orchestra of the Deutsche Oper Berlin under Donald Runicles, and that's on the Decca label. So before we hear me talk about this recording, let's hear an extract from Der Engel from the Wesendonklieder. I'd say I was completely and utterly blown away by Jonas Kaufmann's voice. He's shown himself to be a master of many different composers, including Verdi and, of course, Wagner. And I think it's in Wagner that he really does show himself to be one of the great masters of today. The great thing about this recording is it does take us through from quite early Wagner, from Rienzi, all the way through to extract from Siegfried. So we really can see how Wagner's language, musical language, changed from being quite sort of four square, if you like, to very much restativo style, very much more fluid. And I've never been persuaded very much that the Wesendonklieder could be sung by a male voice, but I have to say that I'm completely and utterly convinced by this recording. He's one of the few male voices to have tackled all of the Wesendonklieder. It was originally written for mezzo-soprano. But this is one of the most emotional, one of the most heart-rending performances of any voice type I've heard in this repertoire. He's matched completely by Donald Runicles and the orchestra of the Berlin Opera. It's exemplary orchestral accompaniment, and the atmosphere in this recording is absolutely blinding. This is one of the recordings to cherish, I think, and Jonas Kaufmann is one of the great operatic heroes of our age.
Thank you.
So that brings us to the end of the nominations in the vocal category. So now all you have to do is cast your vote at www.classical-music.com and you'll be in with a chance of winning a Cambridge Audio Hi-Fi worth £900.